Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Movies. I'm Review. It's your boy, Deb Lee. Now I got my boy, Ray, with me, as always.
Yes, sir.
We're about to get into this new Yee album, Afterlife. Shit sent me to the afterlife after I was done listening to it. What even was this, man? Like, I felt like I was being transported somewhere else, another planet. I'm not from my planet, like he says.
He's an alien. You know how Lil Wayne used to say that shit? Yee, who alive, you could damn near see a UFO, bro. He's different. He's not from this planet.
Oh my god. All right, let's get into this. You've been familiar with Yeet. You know some of his history, right? I want you to preface this a little bit. What's the difference with this album, man? Like, it doesn't sound like anything else that he's been putting out. So,
you know, Yeet, he's been doing this for a few years now. The way I found him is through, you know, looking through stuff on TikTok. I started hearing some of his songs. And I was like, okay, this dude, I can see why people were starting to post memes and it started to be a whole thing. I think 4L, and I think he dropped a few things before 2 Alive that started to catch people's ear, I think, up to me. Mm-hmm. And then 2 Alive, it really took off. And then he started to do this whole build up to this one. You know, he's been leading up, you know, with Life and then now Afterlife. He's built like a steady fan base online. I like some of his songs. I'm not the biggest fan, but I know some people who are big fans. You know, I think he's appealed to a certain demographic. He's found a way to appeal to people as far as just making fun, catchy ass music. With the ad-libs, with the way he posts and does certain things, he's pretty different with the way he handles himself, especially compared to other rappers. I think that's why people are starting to catch on.
There's definitely a veil that's there. You know, I don't feel like we get that a lot with a lot of people nowadays. You know, a lot of people like to overshare or show who they are on social media. I mean, he posts fit pics and stuff, right? But like, it's nothing like too excessive. Definitely carries himself well. You don't see him acting out. That era of rappers is not really who's cool anymore. So, you know, Yeet's like kind of his own thing at this point. And, yeah. And you said he was heavy on TikTok and all the memes. I mean, I saw the memes and shit. And I was hating for a little bit. I had to. You know, anytime somebody new comes out, does some shit like this, there's no lyricism there. Immediately, I got to hate. Instinctual, bro.
And you was hating even though he got Young Thug and a Gunna feature. You're a big fan of those two artists. So even that didn't sway you with his earlier projects. I think, you know, now we're going to get into it, of course. But with this one, it was a little different. He showed a little more versatility. It's still Yeet, though. We're not going to act like, you know, this is poetic justice or anything crazy like that. It's some bangers on here, even though he's made it big time. Out of all these underground rappers at this point, like, he's definitely been the biggest. There was Sofego, Autumn, Summers, all them guys. He's found a way to connect with the most people and make sounds that are always popping up. I can already hear it on this one. You know, people are going to eat this one up. It's going to be a lot of memes. It's going to be a lot of shit. I've already started to see some. It's cool to see. I didn't know if he was going to be a big time artist. You know, he's definitely not a superstar yet. We can see where he's going to go. We scrapped the review because Deadly was hating so much. He did not like it, right? I think that was 2 Alive. And even Life. Life, I was kind of like, eh. Like some songs on Life, but as a whole, wasn't that good. This is better than Life. This is one of his better projects.
I think so. I mean, this is the first one that I liked, so... I didn't really like the other ones. You know, I can go back and I can pick a few tracks that, you know, I like here or there, but overall, it's not for me. This one, I don't know why it hit a little bit different. It's just about how you figure out how to enjoy this music. I mean, it's literally just a compilation of sounds, like you said. Like, it's like TikTok music supercharged, right? Because every song got like 5 or 6 different sounds inside of it. It's like, what was he doing there? Yeah. What was he doing? He was just having fun. That's really what it is. He's just having fun on this one. And I like the way that he played with the different genres on this one. He had some rock influence, some like club influence. You know, he's trying to make club hit, kind of poppy at times, and then really like emotional. I don't know if I was expecting, so.
Yeah, I mean, on Life, I feel like he had songs. Can't Stop was one on that one, but that one I think was not one of the faves. I didn't really see it pop up on the internet as much, but I thought Can't Stop was a cool song, and it was tight to see him tap back into that on this one, especially later on the album. Myself, at the end, the closer track, I like the closer track a lot. Mm-hmm. And also, it literally sounds like Can't Stop, but like a different way the guitar is like pitched or something, or the different way it was sampled or something. But that was a tight ass closer for him. You know, he's talking about how he needs help and stuff, because, you know, he's touched on it before, you know, how he does so much drugs and he needs to stop, you know. It's a thing. The devil's calling him all the time, and he needs to do his perkies. It's funny. It's entertaining. But, you know, sometimes he does do these sad songs, and it was cool to see him tap into that more on this album. Because it does need to be touched on, you know, the abusing all these drugs is not good.
No, definitely not. It just keeps it more real, I think, you know, when you have the highs and the lows in the album. You need the lows in the album to keep it entertaining, keep it engaging. So I thought he played into it a little bit better on this one than previous projects for me. So the guitars added an extra like emotional effect onto the songs, and the vocal patterns that he was doing, like there's like a very particular like ad lib that he does, and I thought he was like using it a lot more on this project than he was on like other ones and like different like production sound. It's just this one sound and he was using it over and over again, and I was like, yeah, he's finding his own like little niche, his own
Is
little
it
wave.
the I can't do it. He did so many sounds on this one, like
Yeah,
literally makes noises. The ad-libs are damn near part of his lyric. You know how they say that with Cardi? Yeet is basically that to a T. His ad-libs are basically his lyrics. On some of these songs, he's basically mumbling, ad-libbing, but you kind of understand what he's saying. You know how they said like lifestyle, you didn't understand it, but now you do because you started to listen to it. Young Thug's music more. Yeet's like that. And I feel like I know how to decipher Yeet music a lot of the time now. Not all the time. You know, some of these lyrics is like, what the fuck are you saying? But it's easier on the ears now.
don't even think I could really do it. Like for now, you know, the vocal effects on now, it sounds like
Yeah.
his vocals are like the background. So like the beat is the foreground of the song, and then what he's saying is just like the background, and it's like really echoey and dulled down. So I mean, it's an interesting song for
I like
sure,
now.
but
I
I
like
like
now.
it too. It's probably one of my favorite ones, you know, because it's so unique. It's just like, what the fuck was going on
What
here?
is going on, you know? And I think that was the track that caught my ear because as someone who listens to Yeet, I like to turn tracks. Split, you know, that was a snippet he added where it was getting sped up and he cut that from this album, but it was still dope. How It Go, another song that was leaked and had been popping up, the snippet. And Slam. Slam, that was another banger on here. Like he had a few songs like that where he was doing the usual Yeet, but it was kind of different on this album. It's more, I wouldn't say dark, but the ad-libs he's doing are more whack. I feel like what he's done is he's been doing it for so long now. He's like, I gotta, and he drops a lot of music. So he's like, I gotta find new ad-libs or make my ad-libs even more weird or abstract, like fucking howling on Heavyweight. Like it literally sounds like a wolf howling on the track, but it's catchy. He works it in the track pretty well and he knows how to mix it. Whoever it is his engineer needs to get top dollar. Like they need to pay that man because everything on here sounds pretty smooth, even when I don't like it.
I mean, the whole thing is really well produced and stuff. So really well put together. You can tell he's got like connections with the Thug and Gunna, like you said. You know, I'm sure they put him on the right producers and the right engineers and all that stuff, because those guys are, they run trap music, and that's essentially what this kind of comes from, is like trap fight music. From Portland, man. I got a hate on him, bro. I'm in Washington, California, Washington. That's it, bro.
He rep LA right now though. He knows
Yeah,
he
he
can't
switched
lie
up.
though.
He switched up. We know, you know, he come out to California. Everybody want to rep California when they come out to California, right? I know how it
Yeah.
is.
Switch their lifestyle up. You know, he flexing on them. That's why he got songs talking about how much money you got, how you gonna take your girl. He always was like that, but I feel like now he's earned that spot. You know, he's one of those dudes that, you know, people know Yeet now. He's not like a household name, but he's definitely popping. So he didn't really even talk about Turbin Hella on this one.
Well, he's talking about people taking his sounds, taking his swag,
Yeah,
you
taking his
know.
flows and his image. And that makes sense because people are. I've already seen it. There's already Yeet clones, people using the gimmick, especially when he used the bells. I remember people took that instantly. Get it? I think that was a banger. I was slapping that one a lot, but he knows how to work sounds like that and catch people's ears to the point where you already see people taking from it. And I think
Yeah.
that's impressive as well. He hasn't been doing it like this for a while. You know, this is more so recently.
He's definitely one of those guys that, instead of people giving him credit or giving him praise for like what he does, he's somebody that you look at and you just take pieces of his game and put it into your own shit, because that's what people have been doing. I really have not been seeing like other people besides Young Thug put out love for Yeet or like working with him besides
Uzi too.
Uzi.
That's what I'm saying. He got people supporting him. Youngboy showing up on this one, and he was on one of Youngboy's albums. So that's tight to see that Youngboy's messing with him, especially because Youngboy with his new album, he didn't copy Yeet per se, but that last album was more production wise in this lane, right? That's cool to see them working together. And that track was dope. That was a dope track. A Schmunk or Schmunk, however you said. Youngboy killed it, but Yeet did his thing on there too. Rave Party, Lil Tonka, like his vocal inflections were crazy on Rave Party, like.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that keeps people hooked with him, I think, the vocal inflections and the ad libs, because that's what kept me hooked.
That's probably the only thing that kept me listening to it. I was in the hyperbolic chamber listening to this album, trying to, you know, how do I enjoy this? How do I enjoy this album? This album is just, man, it's just crazy. But the more I listened to it, the more the beats hit with me, the more that the just really like random wacky things that he was saying stuck with me. Y'all know I like Saw Baby and shit. I like wacky, so like it's cool. Like it just takes a second for, you know, the jokes to hit. And it's not gonna hit every time. Big Body, Big Tonka. Like he's just saying words, bro.
He's definitely digging more into the aesthetic. No More Talk, the first track, that was a hard way to start the album. Yeah, he was doing the yeah or whatever. I can't even do it. I can't do the sounds because I don't have the auto tune. You get what I'm saying? Like he was doing that on every track, had like an ad lib like that where he was damn near like stretching his voice, but it was like crazy with the beat. I mean, that was a good way to get it started. From start to finish, he lost me more so near the end, but he kept my ear for the most part with a lot of the wacky sounds. Now, I didn't like the whole album. I do think some of it dragged on. I like that he dabbled into his alter ego bag with Cranky Cranky and Lug Geeky. That's how you say it, Lug Geeky, I think, whatever. Those were funny, the way he went off vocally on those tracks. Yeah, man, if he wants to do that more, too. Because I damn near think a lot of times when he does different voices, it's damn near like a different rapper. Like, he's doing some wacky-ass shit to the point where it's like, that's not you. You damn near was like, I thought that was someone else or something, or just like random noises.
I was looking for the feature, bro. I was like, where the feature at? I'm not familiar with Yeet lore, so I was looking at it, and I was like, where the fuck is...
Now, that's new for this. Watch was different. You know, the whisper flow. He got into his Yin Yang Twins bag with that. That was funny to see him do for a minute. Did Watch catch your ear?
I mean, it was cool. I don't think it was anything crazy. I think he does, like, other stuff that was more interesting than the whisper. Everybody go and try it once.
Trust was a cool track. I like the way he flowed on the end of that one. Usually, the tracks had moments, but sometimes they lost me because, you know, I feel like he would keep it going for a long time. And after a while, it's like, oh, you're saying the same thing. For the most part, tracks like Split.
They were like, what, 3 to 5 minutes?
Yeah, like some of them were.
For like every song.
Bad Ben and Slash Demon was like him trying to split the track, but it kind of was similar. I like that though. Do this all the time. And he went, demons in my mind. Like, you know, he like... It's so crazy how he does it.
That's like the literal highlight of the entire thing, though. It's like those moments where he just like grabs your ear for like a second, and he's just yelling... As you got me by my color, he yelling at me.
I've always liked Yeet's more aggressive track. I feel like that's when he's at his best, when he's yelling at you, like you said, grabbing you by your collar and just yelling at you and going off about turkeys and fucking seeing shit. Nigga, that's when he's at his best. I feel like sometimes, you know, the slower tracks on this were cool, and it's dope to see him venture out. When Yeet's caught my ear, especially back in the day, it's always been like, Sorry About That, Mad About That, Turban, all the tracks where he's just going off crazy, off the wall, bonkers. Like, he knows how to do it. I feel like this one, he did that well, and he also switched it up well. So this is the best, one of the better Yeet projects. I'm not gonna say the best yet, but this is one of his better projects.
I think that like the best one, one of the better bangers on here was definitely Whoa. That was one of the better ones. You know, he just swag rap, right? Like, he's just like, he's full of swag. He's like feeling himself. You feeling it too, right? That was one of the better ones.
Nothing I'd change. He was doing like club shit. That was funny.
Like the
Yeah, he's blowing up. So if he wants to try to reach different demographics, fuck it. Again, people complain that all his tracks would mesh in and sound the same. So him trying to do something like that was all right. It wasn't Red one of my favorite up. Tracks. Yeah, that wasn't one of my favorites. That's literally how the track goes. But I mean, someone might like it. Someone might want to hear Club Yeet, you know?
I was fucking with it. I thought it was funny. At least it was funny, right? Anytime he does something that's like, it could be eye rolling, I feel like he's got enough charisma and swag. It's just funny, bro. Like, he's goofing. We all laughing, you know, it's not anything, you know, serious. So me hating before was kind of just like, you know, what are you doing, bro? Like, you know, he's not serious. So
yeah, it's goofy. He's so goofy. I understand. Like, sometimes that takes time to, you know, either Majestic, Young Thug, some of these other rappers, they get goofy, but this is different. Like, he's goofy, especially with, you know, the way he talks. He's not really gangster. He does talk some shit on this, but he's not like talking about killing hella people and stuff. You know, he's just talking about kind of, you know, the usual trap stuff in a sense. And I think maybe that's why you might not fuck with him. It might not come off as authentic. The more he makes music, the more he's getting out of that just like generic trap bag. And he's doing things that are different enough to make it like a different type of trap.
It's not even real trap, bro. It's geeker music, bro. Like Lucky Fans and shit.
And maybe before you kind of felt like who is this guy? You know, he's talking about turbans and being all aggressive on the track, yelling and making noises. I understand it might have taken some time to, you know, catch up on. I've never been a hater because I saw it kind of catch it on, but not the way it has. And it's kind of funny to see if he becomes even bigger than this and keeps dropping shit like this and people are eating up even more. Hey, man, I can't hate because he made his own little lane.
He's got to be bigger than this. Like you said, he's already made his own lane. So it's only going to get bigger from here. I just think it's funny, you know, from this point. That we just got into the point where you can do whatever you want on a rap track. Don't have to be taken necessarily seriously. You can just kind of be yourself. And like he said, he was freestyling on the whole thing. No more punching in. Those are real lyrics. I actually found some lyrics to give y'all. He's just riffing, bro. He's just having fun. And like, we all know that I would do the same shit. Like, y'all listen to the podcast back in the day. I was doing the same shit. You know, we was being yeet, bro. We was just having fun.
But hey, we didn't have a top tier engineer and producer like he does.
Exactly, bro.
The producers on here are top notch. The engineer did what he had to do. They deserve all the credit on this project as well. He keeps working with bigger people, keeps making connections, getting bigger features, but also staying to his sound. This will take off even more. I'm already seeing the numbers for this one a little bit, and it's tight to see because from someone who just, you know, blew up off the internet, developed his own fan base, he's really crossing over. And that's why he's trying to do club tracks, and I think that's why he's getting deeper with some of the tracks, because you have to find different ways to connect with different people. And it worked with you, right? So that's tight to see, because I want to make more references to the Tonka and all that shit and make certain ad-libs out loud, and then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because otherwise it just sounds like I'm fucking howling and doing rant weird shit.
That's what it's all about, man. If you like lyrics, bro, don't check out this album. It's not for you, but you guys you just want to vibe out, bro. Like, this for you, bro. Turn your brain off or keep it on if you want, you know, play in the background. You can also just like make it your whole focus and it'd be insane. So get geeked, stay subscribed, like this video. Thank y'all so much for watching. Appreciate y'all. Stream it. It's called Afterlife. It's dope. I fuck with it. That's it.
Yeah, man. With that being said, peace.